Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now our call-in for Immigrants from Anywhere on how the debate sounded to you with respect to your country of origin. It was a World Affairs debate last night, so anywhere, anywhere, anywhere that you come from, 212-433-WNYC. Anyone listening originally from Pakistan? Anyone listening originally from China? Anyone listening originally from Israel? Anyone listening originally from Afghanistan or Iraq or Syria or Iran? 212-433-WNYC. Lots of countries got mentioned last night.
Iraq,
Libya,
Syria,
Russia,
Mali,
Afghanistan,
Egypt,
Iraq,
Iran,
Israel,
Libya,
Syria,
Russia,
Turkey,
Lebanon,
China,
Israel,
Somalia,
Afghanistan,
and Yemen,
Latin America,
Pakistan,
China,
Afghanistan,
Saudi Arabia,
Iraq,
North Korea,
Iran,
Egypt,
China,
Turkey,
Tunisians,
Qatari,
Egypt,
Iran,
Libya,
Syria,
Israel,
Pakistan,
Iran,
China,
Israel,
Iran.
Yes, some more than others. And Amadou in the Bronx, you're on the air. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you so much. Great show, and I'm happy to be with you for the first time.
Where'd you come from, and thank you so much for calling?
I come from Mali.
And, of course, Mali was mentioned by Governor Romney in connection with an Al-Qaeda link group having taken over part of the country recently, right?
Yes, 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 Brian. And I did not watch the debate last night, but from what I read from newspapers and pundits, I'm very glad that you mentioned Mali last night.
What would you like to see the U.S. do with respect to Mali?
Not only the U.S., but I think the international community should really, really take actions in Mali, because we have a government that cannot fight this war alone. And we have a country taken control by foreigners. These people, they're not even from Mali. So, and if you look at the map, the north of Mali shares border with 3 to 4 countries. And it's a huge, huge area that is very, very difficult to patrol, to control. So as a government, we don't have the means to do this by our own.
So you want international help. Amadou, thank you very much for starting us off. Let's go next to Lama in Manhattan. Lama, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. I'm actually a Syrian Canadian. I live in New York, and I thought I'd call in with my point of view regarding the debate. I feel like Romney's policy towards the Middle East in general sounds like it would follow the same formula of blind force that Bush used. But in particular regarding Syria, I do agree with President Obama in that he's more cautious about sending aid and supporting the rebels, because right now we don't really know who they are. There are definitely several groups, representing the opposition to Assad, and they're not really representing the Syrian people.
So what kind of outcome would you like to see there if Assad, I presume you think, doesn't represent the Syrian people, and the rebels you're not sure represent the Syrian people? What would you like to see?
I mean, I think it's a tough question. It's a very difficult situation over there. But I feel like there's more room for dialogue and maybe a transition of a new government. But right now, I think the Syrian people just want to see the violence stop and the fighting stop.
Lama, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it a lot. And Renuka in Teaneck, you're on WNYC. Hello, Renuka.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from India.
And?
And what I have to say is Romney at one point made a comment that we must not only go after the leaders of the terrorists, but everybody who is against America. who is a threat to America. And then he continued to say that we must definitely continue giving aid to Pakistan because they have nuclear weapons. That, to me, does not... it's like what President Obama said. He is all over the place. Pakistan has shielded terrorists. It supports terrorists. And now they are holding us basically ransom because they have nuclear powers. And Romney seems to support this.
And Romney did say that we shouldn't just cut off relations with Pakistan because they are a nuclear power. But in which scenario do you think Pakistan would actually be more dangerous, if the rest of the world isolated them or if the rest of the world engaged them?
Well, I think Pakistan would be less dangerous if we did what Romney actually said, go after them.
Meaning
get
what?
Get rid of the terrorists, mm-hmm. and instead of supporting them and giving them aid and giving them money, mm-hmm. where they can, and giving them arms, where they can supply the terrorists.
And he did also support the use of drones against terrorists in Pakistan, supported the Obama policy on that. So is that not enough, in your opinion?
No, I do not think it is. I think all our aid, well, not all of it, I think a lot of the aid that we give Pakistan ends up in the wrong hands.
Ranuka, thank you very much. I appreciate it a lot. Rafiq in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello, Rafiq.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay.
Sorry, I'm walking the street. I heard yesterday, I'm a Coptic Egyptian.
Uh-huh.
And what I didn't like yesterday about President Obama, like, he gives, like, a free pass to the Muslim Brotherhood, and it just, like, affects the Coptics in Egypt, like, in a large extent. I like what Romney said when he said, like, we shouldn't give him, like, a free pass to the Muslim Brotherhood, because basically, these people don't believe in democracy. They just use it to jump over.
What would not giving them a free pass mean? And I certainly understand the concerns of Coptic Christians in Egypt under the Muslim Brotherhood. What would not giving them a free pass look like to you? And how do you think that would actually encourage them to offer more religious rights rather than less?
Well, actually, I live here in Queens. I work in Manhattan. And since the 25th of January, last year, revolution, we have seen, like, the Coptic community here in Queens, it's, like, triple, at least. There's so many Coptics now. It's been, like, in great. Like, it's very hard since the Muslim Brotherhood took power in Egypt. It's, like, you know, like, Egypt, like, I think, like, in 10 years, there would be, like, no Coptic in Egypt. And Obama is, like, he's doing nothing about it. He's just, like, you know, putting no pressure on them or... Not like George W. Bush or like whatever, but mm-hmm. like I'm saying, he's not putting any pressure on him.
Rafiq, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. George in Flushing, you're on WNYC. Hi, George.
Hello. Hi, Brian.
Where are you from originally?
From Greece. And the reason I'm calling is that again and again, Romney in the debates have used Greece in a negative way, saying that we don't want to become like Greece and so on. And I think the Greek-American media and the Greek public opinion is pretty upset with referring to Greece in a negative way as such. And they feel we are already there. If we didn't have the military and the Chinese and Europeans buying our debt, we would be pretty much like Greece.
George, thank you very much. We'll get one more in here. Pierre in Brooklyn, we've got 30 seconds for you. Hi.
Okay, hi, Brian. I'm originally from Haiti. I was watching the debate last night. There wasn't a lot mentioned about the Latin America and the Caribbean.
Boy, our whole hemisphere didn't exist last night, did it?
I mean, nothing at all. And if you look at Latin America and the Caribbean right now, China is investing. Countries from Europe are investing. And the United States, for the past, let's say, 8 years, has not done anything. And you have a lot of countries that are moving toward democracy. We should support them. We should back them and invest because they are so close to us. Why leaving them to other countries? It's fascinating to me.
Pierre, thank you so much. And folks, Pierre gets the last word. That was great. Thank you all so much for calling in. Immigrants from everywhere weighing in on last night's World Affairs debate. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Still to come, we continue our fall preview series, this time restaurants. Stay tuned and bring your appetites.